Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby. Here we go. And I'm betting you like girls to give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, tryna put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come on. Slow it down, baby, take a look. Blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby? Here we go. Shawty don't even know she can get in it for the low. Told me she not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, when stars start something, you come up in park clothes. Girl, I'm new, so my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect bitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So amusing, know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's no bitch, you never lose it. Show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby. Here we go.
Of the Archer Jones Show. I know I got like 30 minutes, and hey, might as well just talk about topics and stuff. So I'm just going to name like an event that I might go to tonight. You got MIAW, AWA legend Baron Von Rosky and I apologize if I said the last name wrong. He's going to be there tonight. They're going to have a meet and greet. They probably got a dinner buffet going on right about now. It's tonight at 7:30 p.m., 1919 12th Avenue, Papa Luigi's 2. So, wrestling fans, y'all interested, if y'all in the South Milwaukee area, go check it out. Tickets are, tickets are $13, $11, and $7. Ooh, excuse me, I'm just eating so fast. So, you want to call information for what's going on tonight, call their hotline at 262-421-MIAW. That's 262-421-6429. And you get all your information and stuff going on tonight. So they have a cruiserweight match and a heavyweight title match. I know they have more matches to come. One they announced so far is Matt Longtime and Super Mario versus Jack Spade and the new Matt Longtime. And plus, all information is also posted on our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. So just let me, because I know this is something that I was talking about yesterday. It was a Good Samaritan that was a bus driver. Let's see, I got to go on my page. So, but don't forget to check out my page, like it, facebook.com/pages/The Archer Jones Show. So, it was a Good Samaritan that, let me see, I'm just going to read this post because it was posted yesterday, and I was just, like, shocked that that they fired this guy for being a Good Samaritan. So, they did have a video. So hopefully when I play this video, y'all be able to hear it. So, we'll see. Hold on a sec. If I would know the video, I would have saved this for yesterday. Let's see what we can do here. Can't hear it through the phone, so let me just do this.
A woman being attacked is rescued by a Milwaukee County bus supervisor. His actions have served calling him a hero, while others sent him straight to the unemployment line. She was no match for the man. I mean, he was grabbing at her arm, she's swatting at him, hitting him, you know, trying to, and she's screaming, and she looks straight at me, pleading for me to help her.
That's when Bill Fearman stepped in.
I didn't have any options. I thought her life was in danger. Someone had to step up and do something for somebody.
But when he did step into the domestic situation on 2nd and National, in his professional career, 9 years with the Milwaukee County Transit System, took a sudden turn.
And they just told me I was doing it.
One, I put the company in light of possible liability. Also that they said, the most ridiculous thing, they said that I was violating the violence in the workplace policy.
Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark called the firing bureaucratic stupidity. And it's a state law that he depicted a reported crime. He called on Milwaukee County Executive Chris Akeley to step in and fix the situation. Akeley's spokesperson emailed us saying the county has no say on personnel issues at NCPS, adding the county owns the equipment that is ran through a management contract. And now Alderman Bob Donovan sounding off saying Bierman was Scrooge. The world needs more people like Bierman, and that he deserves a medal for his actions.
I did the right thing, and I don't think anybody should stand by watching someone being assaulted, being beat. I mean, we're a community. We should watch out for each other, help each other out.
The incident took place back on October 6th, but it's just coming to light right now. Bierman is now planning on suing for wrongful termination. And what the transport services who run bus operations also doesn't speak about the personnel matters.
Okay, the manager is saying this guy is just being fired because he helped a Samaritan. It just, it's stupid. It's just like, I knew the Milwaukee County Transit System buses was kind of crooked anyway, but it was just like, why? It's just so stupid, in my opinion. That's just how I felt about it. But I just think that it's just so stupid that why would, you know, people doing some good out here, and then suddenly they get bad news that they're fired or something by being a good Samaritan when it comes to a job. It's like, what would you do? I know some of y'all would have done the same thing. It's just very, very, very stupid. That's just why I just think of it. But let's see. And I know what's a good thing for sports fans when it comes to the Packers, Aaron Rodgers will be playing. And I'm just going to read a couple of maybe that some people had made. So here's one that says, bad news for Bear fans, Aaron Rodgers is starting this Sunday. Worst news for Bear fans, so is Jay Cutler. Excuse me. Otherwise, they were just trying to make it funny. Sorry. Here's the other one that just says, is it Sunday yet? Well, definitely some people put, but here's the one I like that was with Marty McFly. I just thought it was funny. But here we go. What's the difference between Marty McFly and Chicago Bear fans? Eventually, Marty McFly stopped going back to 1985. Go Pack. And it's holding a paper that says the Bears still suck. Okay, I'm going to say this off. I'm just not off the record or anything like that, but I'm just going to say this, that I have no problem with the Bears. I like the Chicago Bears. And like I said, I like the Packers, but when it comes to the Packers, Packers all the way. So that's what I'm going to choose. So it's going to be interesting to see who's, excuse me, it's going to be interesting to see, like, who is going to win. I'm hoping it'll be the Packers, so there's my vote for that. What? It just sucks that, you know, some football fans take it very, very seriously about the game. It just, some people just take it so far. Oh, they're going to put a gun out on somebody, which is just stupid. It just don't make any sense. But that's just crazy people for you. And just don't make no doggone sense. Just put it that way. Let's see. What? Yeah, I just got to go ahead and update this because I know there was something else that I wanted to talk about, too. Where is it? It's not that. Okay, also for wrestling fans, there's another show, if y'all in the Kenosha area, in Kenosha, Wisconsin tomorrow, it's the show at 4 p.m. It's at the Brat Shop, 12304 75th Street. It's Highway 50, what's up, I-94. Admission is $10, includes the VIP meet and greet. General admission is $5. And doors open after the end of the Bears-Packers game. So after the Bear and Packer game, that's what's going to happen. So y'all in the Kenosha area, go check it out. And there's also something that's good for Green Bay as well. So Lambeau Field ranked as the NFL's best stadium of all time, which is good. It's a good thing for them. So, So, let's see. I'm going to play a little bit of music, and we will be right back. Close your eyes, your life, make it 2-3 feel. If you never And welcome back. There was something else that I was trying to look for on here, but... And for the people that had liked my page so far, thank you very much. I'm going to keep promoting it again. I know the show was supposed to happen today, but I'm going to try to set up and do a half an hour show tomorrow as well at the, 11 o'clock, at least before football, although this is the last final week of football season, regular football season, thank you. And then you got the playoffs, and I guess the playoffs will be set after, I think there's no more Monday night football games. This is the Sunday night football game, and I guess that's it until that week when they figure out who's in the playoffs and who's going to face who. So, in a way, I'm excited for the playoffs, but how about those Bucks? A game that they looked like they was coming back in the fourth quarter, but they just couldn't do it. I need to go on here and look for their record. Let's see. Oh, wow. This is interesting. We'll get to this news in a minute, but there's something I got to look into. Let's look for where the Bucks is at right now. The funny thing is, it's like Philadelphia is starting to going to be the worst team in the NBA soon. Milwaukee is currently 6-23. And the division is in our conference, Eastern Conference, is still bad. You only got like three teams that's above 500, then you got the rest of the teams that's like under 500. So that's bad. Let's see, Indiana, you got 23-5, Miami 22-7, Atlanta 16-13, Toronto 12-15. Charlotte 14-16, Washington 12-14, Detroit 14-17, and Boston 13-17. Yeah, that's kind of bad. Especially when you see the records of Brooklyn and also the New York Knicks. Got Brooklyn 10-19 and New York 9-20. And you're thinking those teams would have done better than that. And as for the West, everybody's like above. You got even Denver that's like behind Dallas for the eighth spot. Got like a record that's under about 500. And the rest of them are like a game under and, well, maybe a few spots under 500. Well, except for Sacramento and Utah. The Lakers, 13-17, and I guess they lost four straight. And, of course, they gave an extension to Kobe, which I still don't get. They can't rely on Kobe. That's all I'm going to say, because his age is catching up. And I know he can still score, but he's not as good as he used to be. And I'm the type of person, I can admit that he did good, but he, in my opinion, I just think he didn't do good when it comes to the NBA, because he portrays, like, people that just, you know, that just like to score and don't pass or anything like that. He kind of proved me wrong last year, but it's like he should have done this a long time ago. So, like, Cleveland Cavaliers announced Saturday morning that they had suspended center Andrew Bynum indefinitely for conduct detrimental to the team. Bynum did not travel with the team to Boston where the Cavs and Celtics would play. Well, they probably paid. Yeah, they played already. Bynum has played 24 of the Cavs 28 games this season and started the last 18. He had his highs and lows, but has looked rather stiff at times and shot 42%. The Cavs have been worse both offensively and defensively with him on the floor than they have with him on the bench. Wow. But I think there's a kicker here. this situation may be another reason to appreciate Phil Jackson, who was somehow able to get productive play out of Bynum, of course. Bynum averaged career highs 18.7 points and a career high 11.8 rebounds over 16 games in his final season in L.A. Let's see. Because they're talking about possibly that they let's see. Yeah, that's what I was clicking on. Cleveland looking to move Bynum. Let's see. One that they went to is like the well, from what they make it seem like, it's possible that they might trade Andrew Bynum, or they might want to trade him. But it would be interesting, like, what team will he go to if they do go for a trade? Okay, here it is. Cavs has suspended center Andrew Bynum indefinitely, and he is now on the trade block. So it's just it's gonna be interesting to see where he goes. So, yeah.
And the whole story about on Facebook right now.
On Facebook.
Yeah, I can't remember. I saw that they freaked me this morning.
Only while I was just reading on. I know you are. Oh, man.
I know.
That's what I thought, too. They're probably going to be late. Our friend Eric is having a New Year's Eve party at his house. There will be pizza, soda, water, and wine. Wait. He will also unveil his new recipe, brownies with Oreos inside of them. that'll be interesting. Interesting. Like I said, we apologize for we wanted to take the time off of time off for WFSO Radio Network because, like, it's the holiday season. We just decided we might as well just turn down, as they would say. But, trying to see if there's anything else to add before I call this show a wrap.
Tell people
what I'm doing. Oh, yeah. New Year's Day for Maddie's memory and for people that we had lost. Hazel raising money for Children's Hospital. She, Hazel herself, and Brett, not Brett the Hitman Hart, but a friend of ours named Brett, is going to go for the Polar Plunge. This will be interesting.
It seems like such a good idea in 90-degree weather.
But from what they said, well, it's supposed to be -3 or 3 degrees.
Yeah, but the good point part of it is that the water temperature is always warmer than the air temperature. So the water temperature may be around 32, 33 degrees, but it's still going to be cold.
Yeah, I will be there to record it too, so it'll be interesting. Okay, don't forget to check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.WeBelieve.com. The show that we're going to tonight, I will be taking photos and try to put them at least on the website. Also, check out Maddie's Memory as well, Maddie'sMemory.WeBelieve.com as well. Like Maddie's Memory on Facebook, of course, like my show on Facebook. And don't forget about WFSO on Facebook, MySpace, their YouTube videos, We're on Twitter and all of that good stuff. I guess the next show you're going to see, again, is my show again tomorrow for another half an hour. I know we got 90 seconds, but from Hazel being the special guest on this show. Well, you're a special guest. Until then, y'all, we will see y'all tomorrow at 11 a.m. Peace out.